Hi, my name is Ibrahim Ghazi, and I am from Salisbury, Maryland, and I am a Pakistani American. My parents are from Pakistan. Through their values and upbringings, they have helped me and made me the man I am today. They worked hard to get to where they are now. My mom is from Lahore, a large city in Pakistan. Her parents have moved around a lot in Pakistan, which caused her to switch schools a few times, and it was hard for her to keep up with her work. She then switched to a boarding school in 6th grade through 12th grade. It was in the town of Murray, very rocky terrain in the mountains. My father is from Peshawar, and he is a self-made man. He's one of 9 children. He felt great pressure to accomplish a lot in life. My father went to an ordinary public school and went to a medical school right after. He then finished his medical school in Pakistan and then moved to complete his residency at NYU. During that time, my father and mother had an arranged marriage in Pakistan. I am very proud of them because they have worked so hard so my brothers and I could have a better life. Being a Muslim is great, and it means a lot to me and my family. I visit Pakistan for 2 or 3 months every other summer. Through my Pakistani culture, I learned to be respectful towards elders, to be humble in life, and to always work hard. At home, our culture is very much valued because it brings my family and me closer together. When I was younger, my classmates were predominantly white, did not understand me or my culture. While growing up in Maryland, I was treated poorly because of how people would see me as a Muslim. I remember sometimes during class, kids wouldn't talk to me because of the stories they had heard about the 9/11 attack, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. I wouldn't be invited to my classmates' houses, or whenever I would see them, they would always shy away from me. I had only a few friends I could actually hang out with and talk to before school, and they were the only people who didn't judge me. When I was transitioning from 5th to 6th grade in middle school, I had a teacher, Ms. Bizak, who was very influential in my life because she helped make my classmates understand that everyone is equal and deserves the same rights. This helped my classmates and I become connected and understanding of each other's cultures. I made more friends and it became easier, but I still had a few hard times. One time in Salisbury Mall, a man came up to me and said I was the reason his father died. I walked away because I thought he was gonna hurt me. It was very hard because I would feel self-conscious about my actions because I would always worry about how others perceived me. During English class in 8th grade, I had my dad's pager in my book bag because I forgot to give it to him after our family trip. I was searching through my book bag, and while I was looking for a book, I accidentally hit a button that triggered a loud beeping noise. I froze. Everyone looked at me, and I was becoming filled with trepidation. I didn't know what to do. Then some of the kids, one was even my friend, started yelling racist derogatory terms like Allahu Akbar or terrorist. I was shocked. I didn't know what to do except for laugh along and not say anything because I was afraid of what people would have thought of me if I fought back. What made me even angrier was that a teacher was in the room and didn't do anything about it. I was afraid of telling my parents because I thought they would get angry at me for not standing up to the kids who said it. Even though I didn't know what to do then, now I know what to do. I take pride in being a Muslim Pakistani American. Not only will I defend myself, but also other friends and religions they worship. I wanted to share this story to show how you should never be afraid to show your true identity, and no one should judge you for who you are. And if anyone does, talk to them and help them realize what they are saying is wrong. Help them understand not through physical violence or verbally abusing them back. Help them understand by talking to them one-on-one. Thank you and have a great night.